Apologetics, A Justification of Christian Belief by John Frame. Overview. Theologian John Frame gives his take on proper Christian apologetics. He looks at topics such as proof, defense, offense, reason, evidence, biblical authority, the problem of evil, and the lordship of Christ. You know, if only there was some sort of podcast that you could go through this book that would be really helpful to understand this one. Oh well. Review. This book was fully discussed on Cave of the Cross Apologetics. John Frame has been a well-known theologian and apologist for some time. While he's known to have written whole systematic theologies and apologetic tomes, this updated book is a good introductory book on presuppositionalism, reformed apologetics for a college-level discussion. What Frame does is lay out the role of apologetics in the life of the Christian and also the impact it should have. He covers the three aspects of reality a good apologetic should cover, like metaphysics, epistemology, and ethics. How things are, how do we know things, and what should we do with those? Within each of these are breakout discussions on things like the necessity of the Trinity, the need to ground knowledge in a consistent means, and always a constant need to be true to what you claim, what your claims actually are. Probably one of the most controversial topics Frame takes on is the critique of Cornelius Van Til's transcendental argument. There are areas of disagreement with Frame here, but it does not come from the point of view more Van Til critics have, which is to not really try to understand what Van Til is trying to say. Frame is a fan of Van Til and subscribes to a lot of what he puts forth. As a tag discussion point, this is a good one to go over. Other points throughout this book is the necessity of the gospel in one's apologetics and in the discussion of the problem of evil. Frame wants to do what he does throughout the book, which is to encourage Christians to be Christians in their apologetic and discussions. This is a highlight of Frame's writing in that he speaks as a Christian, assumes as a Christian, and lays out arguments consistent with what he actually believes. I would say that the one negative aspect of this book is the flow of the topic doesn't always stick with what came before, and there are parts of the book that seem kind of copy and pasted in the works from previous writings. This is admitted to in parts, so it's not as if Frame is hiding this fact. Also, these topics do require a lot of discussion points to really hit it solidly, and even for a 350-plus page book, there are sections that are too short for the discussion to be fully fleshed out. If you're looking to get into Frame, but may be intimidated by some of this larger writings, or you're looking to set up a reading in presuppositionalism from an introductory level, or a critique portion from another presuppositionalist, this would be a good book to do that. Final grade, B+.